TSN.
Is Bonnie in by chance?
Who's calling?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. This is Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm actually calling to follow up here on an offer we had sent you. It was about 2.5 weeks ago. It was based off some prior financing you actually did with GE back in late 2011. Is any of that ringing a bell to you?
We do a lot of financing with a lot of people.
I see. Well, it was based off some good lending history that you've had, as well as your D&B credit profile. The offer we sent was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and see where the business was at and see what you had coming up this quarter, if you were maybe looking to bring on any new equipment or maybe some additional capital for some projects or payroll you had.
No, I don't think that we're interested. Usually we finance ourselves. So.
I see. Is there usually a time of the year where you look to bring on any of that?
Usually if we do any kind of financing, it's through, GM or Ford or.
You just go straight through the vendor.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't usually do. Independent financing. Right?
I see. Have you guys looked into that in the past, or have you always just gone straight through with the vendors there?
No, usually we just go with the vendors.
I see.
It's a better interest rate.
Okay. I mean, do they pass you on to like a third party there, or do they do it directly with you?
Usually they do it directly.
They do it directly? Okay. And have you been able to turn profits there with them pretty consistently on the stuff you've purchased in the past? Okay. How's business been for you guys? Is this kind of your busy season right now?
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of checking in on you guys. I just wanted to see where the business was at. The offer was still standing there with you guys. I mean, as long as you guys show that good lending history and your D&B credit status stays the same, the offer there will still stand for you. So, I mean, if anything does come up in the future with new equipment you are looking at, or maybe do you guys run into like net 30 or net 60s there on your payouts for some of these contracts you're on?
We've had that more and more over the years.
I've been working with a few companies in your industry, and a lot of them have been telling me they're either starting to get put on that kind of pay structure, or they're getting pushed back further and further from like 30s all the way up to 90s and 120s. So a lot of people use the working capital as kind of like a bridge loan to get through sometimes there if you do run into that and you're not just seeing any cash flow there for a certain amount of time. But
kind of interest rate is it?
I mean, that's just going to kind of depend on what you're looking for and kind of what you look like on paper. You've been pre-approved with us, so I mean, you've already been selected based just off the good lending history that you had and the credit status that you have in the D&B. So we didn't just pick you out of a random hat there. So you do have qualities there that we look for in a company that we want to align ourselves with. But as long as the rates go, like I said, we will get you qualified for the best rate, but it's just going to depend on what you're looking for, how much terms. There's a lot of that goes into determining that. Is there usually a time of the year when you might be needing capital, if projects stack up for you?
Usually the hardest part of the season is like March.
I see.
April. Because, snow happens.
Mm-hmm.
Here we get hit really hard in February.
Yeah.
our, you know, payroll is extremely high, but, you know, I have clients that, you know, in the last 3 years, it's gone from paying in 30 days to paying in 60 days to paying in 90 days to paying
mm-hmm.
in 20 days to, you know, 60
yeah.
months later, you might get your money. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's gotten worse over the years.
Yeah, I've been hearing that scenario a lot lately with some of these businesses, and a lot of them are they're a little worried. I mean, it's a tough business right now with the way the election year is going and all of that. So I definitely get where you're coming from. During March and April, then is that just kind of like a dead period there for you? Then I mean, you're just not seeing any business, or is it just that you're not getting paid?
Well, it's just it's a hard thing because that's when we start putting out, you know, come March, we start putting out a lot of money towards product to put on properties.
Mm-hmm.
And billing starts March and April, so you got to wait 30 days at least for them to start paying anything. You know
I see. Yeah, no, yeah.
So, you know, it's like you've already put out all the money for your payroll and for your product for the snow removal, and you still haven't gotten paid for any of that, and now you're putting out more money for spring, and you gotta wait, you know, 60 days to get
yeah.
that for you. You know what I mean?
What do you usually do in that situation in the past, then? Did you just have, like, a line of credit that you would use, or...?
Well, I do have a line of credit, but, you know, we have always kind of leaned on the fact that the business has always been pretty lucrative and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Great is true. But, you know, it gets worse every year because, you know, one or two more clients always get added to the list every year, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the business is growing, but that doesn't necessarily, yeah, I totally get what you're saying there. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely something there. If you run into that situation and it's becoming more and more drastic as the years come, it's definitely something we can do. Is with working capital, have you ever taken a working capital before?
No.
Okay, so how it works is we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10% to 15% of your top line as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral you have to put up. You can use it basically as you want for the business, and depending on the terms and how you choose that, that'll basically choose your rate. But we don't use rates here; it's just a payback amount, and it's just spread out throughout however long the term is. So if you're just looking for a 2 month period there where you're just trying to get through payroll and stuff like that, we can set you up on like a 90-day term where it's just very short term. It's quick in and out. And you actually can get rewarded for early payback, stuff like that. We do like to call ourselves here a relationship bank here. Most of our customers are repeat customers, either doing multiple loans or they just come back to renew the funds that they do originally take out. So it's definitely sounding like something we can help you out there. I know it's kind of down the road from right now. Is there anything else maybe that might be coming up here in the near future that you might want to be looking into, or is that usually the only problem that you run into?
Usually that's the only problem that we, you know, have. Everything else is pretty solid, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no. I definitely get where you're going. Do you maybe have an email then? I could just shoot you some of my information here. That way you have it. If anything does come up, otherwise, I can just check on you here towards the end of the year and kind of see where you guys are situated then.
Yeah, you can shoot me an email. It's PSN Landscaping.
PSN Landscaping.
@AOL.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you. It's just going to summarize my contact info and the offer that we had sent you. And like I said, if anything does come up or if you kind of want to just get to learn more about the programs and working capital, the offer was good for capital as well as equipment financing. So if you start going through your vendors and you're just not that happy with them or you kind of just want to see what else is out there for you, by all means, we can help you out there as well, okay? Well, all right, Bonnie, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be in contact here maybe towards the end of the year and kind of see where you're at.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.